Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, welcome back. These, you know, are my favorite episodes to do because I love love. I love helping people. I love helping people find love. And most of all, what I love are stories. And I love the love stories of people that have found love, sometimes from their own perspective, against the odds. Like, I don't know if it'll ever happen to me. And then when it does happen to them, so many people, like today's amazing guest, my client Sugar, who found love and is going to tell you about her journey. And the goal of these stories is to know that if you're sitting there at home, on a walk, on a train, listening to this episode, thinking, it's just not going to happen for me. I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too that. Whatever your story is, I want you to hear about Sugar's journey today. And I hope that it leaves you with all the hope in the world. And as I said that, I got goosebumps on my entire body. I want it to leave you with the hope that your love story is out there and it's just waiting to be written. So Sugar, welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm so excited and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share my story and, like you said, you know, give some hope, or at least just, you know, people can hear what happened to me.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you guys, Sugar is her nickname because Sugar is part of a buy one, get one free identical twins package. And so her real name is Almira, and she has a beautiful twin sister. And let's just suffice it to say that the twins' nicknames are Sugar and Spice.
Yes, yes. Thanks to our grandfather, yes.
Your grandfather saw it early. He's like, you're the sweet one. I'm going to call you Sugar.
Yes. And it stuck, you know, it stuck through middle school, high school, college, even now. You know, we're on a couple of boards and everyone knows us as Sugar and Spice.
Sugar and Spice, absolutely. They're pretty well-known socialites in Chicago as well. So I remember the first time when Almira emailed me and we were going back and forth and she says, well, my nickname is actually Sugar. I'm like, oh my God, I love that so much. I want to be nicknamed Sugar.
I joke only coworkers and strangers call me Almira. So I usually don't respond to Almira. Like, there's been times I've been known to people call my name and I totally don't even realize they're saying my name.
Oh my gosh. Well, Sugar, just to set up a couple of demographical, you know, baseline so people know, you're based in Chicago. You have an awesome corporate job. You're a heavy hitter, badass, and you're in your mid 40s.
Yes, yes. So I studied chemical engineering at Purdue, and I've been at my job Accenture, which is a global IT company, for the past 23 years now. And now, yeah, I live downtown Chicago. Yes.
Wow. What an amazing accomplishment. Did you guys hear that? She's an engineer at Purdue and has had the same job. Well, not the same job, but been at the same company for 23 years. Ironically, I think you and I talked, I started my career at Arthur Andersen. So, yeah, yeah. Which, and then the IT division of Arthur Andersen spun off and is now what we know as Accenture. So Sugar and yes. I, this was meant to be, we were destined. Yeah. So
when you do the math, yes, I'm 46.
You're 46.
And I both 46.
Oh my God. And when you see these photos, you guys, and we're going to put these, Sugar's going to have a page on our website. She looks like she's 15 years younger than she actually is. And I have seen her in person, so I can attest to her China doll beauty. So Sugar, tell us about your journey in life and love and dating.
So I was married for almost 10 years to a fellow chemical engineering student actually at Purdue. And, you know, it was a very painful divorce. You know, it took me about 8 years to finally put myself out there, finally even think that I was ready. And what got me ready was, like I said, this was perfect storm. So I had a family member, right after COVID, had a family member that was basically facing a medical crisis. And then I had this other friend who was looking to hire this millionaire matchmaker. And then I also realized, you know, after COVID, the couples that made it through had a really solid foundation. And, you know, I share my absolutely fabulous life with my friends and my family. And so why can't I share that with, you know, a special someone? And I got this fortune cookie that actually said you need to make more time for romance.
Fortune cookie, like from a Chinese restaurant.
Well, it was from Tao. So that, you know, those giant fortune cookies. So I was like, okay, maybe the word, you know, it was just these different signs and everything. And, you know, I told my friend who was looking at this millionaire matchmaker, I was like, before you do that, like, try someone local. Like, I remember meeting this woman years ago, like I didn't know who you were really. I remember seeing you and you had such a great energy. And I know our eyes locked and we smiled at each other. And then I was like, she looks so familiar. And then like somehow I realized it's because you were on Steve Harvey as a dating, you know, expert. And I was like, Oh my gosh, like I got to find her. I got to figure out who she is and, you know, point my friend to her, you know, before she goes on to this millionaire matchmaker, whatever, like a journey. So that's how I refound you. And realized, you know, started looking at your site and I had another friend who said, you know, if I fill it out, you should fill it out too. You know?
So I was like, I love it.
I was like, okay, I'll do it. I'm, you know, I was more ready, I guess. Like it was all these signs pointing to you, I guess. So, So I started researching you and, also I needed guidelines and guardrails for this online dating stuff. You know, like I said, the last time I went on a real date was when I was still in my 20s, you know, and that was a long time ago. And then I, you know, 4 years ago, I actually tried to do the online dating and it was not a good experience. And I just shut that down. I was like, I'm just going to do my own thing and, you know, live my life and have fun and figure it out.
Right. Like I'm done with this. I'm not doing that again. I think I forgot that you had tried online dating 4 years before. And that was for like a New York minute. And you're like,
yes, Spice was like, you got to practice. And I was like, all right, I'll practice. And then I was like, I got bigger fish to fry. I got other fun things to do, you know? So, that kind of went on the wayside. But then I started researching you and I found your TED talk. And, you know, I realized, you know, there was you mentioned the two questions you ask your client, you know, and it's basically, it comes down to two lists. Like, what do you want to be happy and what you actually need to be happy and, you know, juxtapose it together. And you realize, you know, I realized, I need to do that. I need to find someone that, you know, that I need to be happy, you know, and especially when when you mentioned how your parents would have these things around the house, and you said 95% of your misery or happiness basically is the choice of, you know, life partner you pick.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's just, you know, these seem like common sense and logical, but, you know, we don't really think about that. You know, it's not, you know, something like you said, it's not math, science, you know, biology, whatever it is. It's something that we're taught culturally, familially. And so, you know, the more and more I researched you, the more and more I wanted to get to know you better. So I know Spice and I started, we had a really long talk with you because, you know, we wanted to make sure I was making the right decision.
Yeah.
Because it is an investment, and I looked at it as an investment. You know, I put so much in all the other things that I am involved with Purdue and with Adler and with, you know, my friends and my family, and I get tenfold back, but I don't put anything in love and I expect to just appear magically. And that's not how it works. You know, it takes work. Everything takes work. So,
yeah.
And I really, you know, when we started getting into it, I really liked that you had this 360 approach. You know, that it was fun because we had that photo shoot, and you know, you allowed me to bring Spice to that, and that was really, really great.
Oh my God.
You know, makeup and, you know, this professional photo shoot and an online profile help, writing help, which I, you know, like you said, every different app has a different style or a different, you know, way to present yourself. And so, you know, it was just having that help. And then also the one-on-one consultations I had with Eileen, who you paired me with, just really, really helped out because I needed it.
Oh my gosh. And you were amazing from day one. And like Sugar saying, this was such a, it's so many of you can probably relate to this because you come out of a divorce that's painful. You're scarred, right? It takes a long time to grieve, get out of the hole. Maybe you go through therapy, you do all of the things, and then maybe you do that little foray into online dating. You're like, oh my God, that sucked. I can't do this again. And you shut down. So for those of you that this resonates with, right, at a certain point, in order to get different results, you have to do something different, right? And that's where I applaud you for your courage in doing this. And I know personally, like you said, we talked for an hour just saying, kicking the tires, is this right for you? Then Spice gave me a good grilling on her own, like, how's this going to protect my sister? Is this going to work? I'm like, what I will promise you is that we will wrap her in pink sparkly bubble wrap, and we will not let anything bad happen to her during this process. How it's going to result in a year, I don't know, but I promise that it's going to be a better, more fun, more educational experience. So the very first time we did our, you know, our session together, like she was saying, we came up with this composite sketch of who your high GHQ guy was, and you knew what the red flags were. You did your photo shoot, and now you start working with your coach, Eileen, right?
Yes, and so exactly. And she was just really patient, I think, with me, because it was really slow for me, I think, for some reason. I don't know.
It's hard.
I didn't get a lot of hits, as I say. Like, people didn't swipe on me, because I could see people looking at my profile, but they wouldn't like it, you know? So I was like, is there something wrong with me? Am I not presenting right, you know, because I always think like I'm better in person, I think, than online, but I don't know, you know.
You're great in both online and in person. I can attest to that.
So, you know, so, but for men, I have no idea. This is the first time I've really invested into it. And I just, I felt like that duckling in sludge, you know. And poor Eileen, I think for the first few months, it was fighting my demons, you know, that I had to to fight. And that was a lot with my confidence after my divorce, my confidence with men in that romantic sense, you know, like I have confidence and I know who I am. I know what I can do. I know what I bring to the table. But as far as men, it's like, I just friend zoned everyone because it was just so much easier to keep them at that level so I wouldn't get hurt. Yeah. And to do that with online dating is you know, you're dating, like this is online dating. This is not friend zone dating or whatever, you know? And so Eileen was cute because she was always like, think of them as friends plus, you know? Right. So that I had to overcome that. And I realized, you know, I had so much stubbornness keeping me back. And Eileen encouraged me to not just see that, but to do something about it, you know? So I live in downtown Chicago, and I don't know if you know the phenomenon. Well, you probably know the phenomenon. No one wants to date outside their neighborhood. So I'm like,
I know.
River North, I'm like, I don't want to have to travel even, you know, 3 miles or a little more than 3 miles to see someone, right? And so I would experiment. I would be like 1 to 3 miles and then plus to 10 years and, you know, like I was just super picky, you know, like if someone just said hi, I would be like, you know,
ew,
no.
Right.
You know, and I would go into the, you know, I wasn't like, you said, psychotically optimistic and I was just kind of old fashioned too. And I didn't want to make the first move. I remember Spice sat in one of our sessions with Eileen because we're literally, she's literally in my DMs, right? And they're like, oh, what about saying, what do you want to say to this guy? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It's just so much better at it because she's just like, you know, doesn't have the problem. And I was like, I don't know what to say to this man, you know? And it's just practice. It just takes practice and practice and practice. And I literally listened to all your IG, you know, attended your IG lives. If I couldn't, I watched them.
I took notes,
you know, because I literally took notes, you know, because your IG lives aren't just, you know, they're so helpful because they go into the psychological part, you know, like there was this one IG live, I remember you had an expert in and they were talking about why people are attracted to narcissists and you know, as your childhood basically schema, like,
right,
you know, helps determine who you pick or who you're attracted to, you know, or what love is like, you know. And so it was just listening to those IG lives and listening to also the stories of your successes that kind of like helped me through it, and all your motivation. Really.
Well, and listen to what Sugar's saying, right? It's at a certain point, we think we want what we want. We want someone that lives 3 miles from us. We want someone that is this tall, and we have these arbitrary things that we decide we want. And what you did a really good job at is what, you know, is being coachable, right? Like, okay, maybe I'll expand my horizons. Maybe I'll expand my age. Maybe I'll expand my zip code, the miles that I'll search in between. And even though you may not feel like it, right? You're like, I want to do something different. I want to get different results. So I'm going to take the advice and I'm going to become a little bit more expansive and a little bit more expansive. And you started saying hi back to the guys who said hi. You started proactively messaging people, even though you're more traditional. It's like, grr, I have to do this first, right? It's like, yeah, we're in the 21st century. You're a badass corporate executive, right? Do you wait for a man to make the first move at work? Hell no. No.
I mean, I'm not a corporate executive, but I've been, you know, I am surrounded by a lot of corporate executives and I know.
And you're very humble.
They're badasses, but, you know, it's like one of those things that I had to keep repeating the mottos that you and Eileen would say to me. It like it only takes one. Mm-hmm. And it's not a matter of if, it's when. Woo-hoo. And so those are the two mottos that kind of stuck with me and just like encouraging me through the, you know, the lean times, you know, because I was like, I thought, oh no, this is going to be a repeat of 4 years ago. Like maybe because I can't find anyone that like I can talk to or, you know, can sees me or likes me for me kind of thing, you know? And there was one IG live that was really special because I remember Spice and I are driving to Purdue. And so we couldn't, I think we logged in and watched it with you. And this woman, Marilyn Dollar, she was really, really cute. And she was saying she had met you like 10 years ago. And I think she was divorced, like, I can't even remember,
twice.
And her problem was like, she kept dating younger dudes. Like I remember her saying she dated some Italian plumber or something like in Italy. And I was like, what? Like, what is going on here? And then when she, you know, and you kept saying, no, like you have to, you know, your preference should be your age plus 10. And she's like, okay, fine, you know, I'll do it, you know. And she finally met her soon to be husband and was like totally bored by him because he was so good to her. Like he was like, he brought her flowers. Like he was like, we can start with drinks, but if you want to have dinner, you know, like I made reservations, you know, and that's hard to do in Chicago, especially now with COVID, you know. And then like you kept encouraging to give him a chance until like finally she was like, it wasn't until I can't even remember what date, and she was like, he's not boring.
Right, because in the beginning she was boring. And I love what Sugar's saying here, because the reason she's on this show today is she is an inspiring story. But as she was going throughout the dating process, she was inspired by our client, Marilyn Dollar, who had come in with a lot of dating and relationship trauma. And, you know, you can go back to our IGTVs and watch that episode with Marilyn, who was saying, yeah. And a lot of times, guys, if your pickers are broken, good people to you when you go out on dates with them can seem boring. So when a client tells me, dude's kind of boring, I'm like, there's not that many boring people around. I think you're looking for dysfunction and drama. And that's exactly what it was for her. And so so at that point you said something clicked in your head.
Yes. Like something for some reason. And I don't know if it's because, again, like the last time I was dated, I was in my 20s. And I, for some reason, I thought men might, I'm 46. I was 45, you know, I was like, I had this story in my head that I was telling myself, like, oh, 40 year old men, you know, don't want to date someone their age. They want to date someone younger, more nubile, whatever, you know, and I totally, I totally understand, you know, and for some reason, I just like hung on to that thought. And then after that show, I just let that go. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, why can't I date someone who's divorced and maybe with kids? You know, like, why can't I, you know, I like started to think like, maybe I don't have to be so rigid in my, I'm not in my 20s. I don't, you know, have to follow a specific path, except that this person just has to be a really good person, you know? Yeah. And so, and you always said, you know, your love and the lids, your pot can come in a totally different package, you know?
Amen,
and so
sister.
I said, you know, and I was like, why can't that can happen? You know, I was like, why can't I be open to that? That it doesn't look like my typical person who I usually attracted to, you know? And so ever since that happened, like my dating funnel like kind of exploded. Like I was just like, what is going on, you know? Like, and I think it's because, and because I remember seeing my journal, because I would journal every day to you know, track this journey, and I could tell there was a change in my thought process and my confidence and my acceptance of certain things, you know, and I had to learn how to juggle like talking and video dating and in real life dating several minutes at a time. And, you know, when you kept saying dating funnel, I would like put it like fun. You know, fun nil. You know, like
I love fun, that, you know? To keep it fun. Because, I love yeah, that. Exactly, fun all. Exactly. Okay, guys, develop a dating fun all.
Exactly. Make it fun nil. And so, you know, and then I also kept a binder, and this is my binder. I don't know if you can see it, but it has that fortune cookie.
Oh my God, you need to make more time for romance. I have goosebumps. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this is my binder that I put, you know, everything in, that all my notes, you know, all my journaling, you know, things that they look kind of like a vision board coming, you know, something like that. And I had to make it fun, because it was, I would have clusters. I would call them clusters of men. And the first, like, some of them just didn't work out. And so, and I actually was really, I don't want to say heartbroken, but just disappointed, you know? And so I had to make it fun. And I had a friend of mine who was like, why don't you make it like a game or something? So I was like, okay. So I put some pictures of these four men I went on dates with. I would tell my friends, can you guess like who friend zoned me? Who showed up in a hoodie to our first date? Like who is super dull? Yeah, who's super dull? And then who, you know, we had a great sushi date and then like immersive Van Gogh, but then 3 days later went back to his ex-girlfriend. And it was so funny because like people would just play that game and it was like so much fun. And most people didn't get it. Like they didn't actually pick the right, you know, picture to the person, but some people did. Because maybe they're more astute. I have no idea.
I love how you made it fun.
But I had to make it fun for me because when you go through those clusters of people and you realize, no, this is not the person, but you feel bad. You know, I felt bad. And so I had to just make it kind of fun and funny, you know, for me. So.
And you did a great job at that. And I don't know that I knew that you gamified it. I can imagine four different photos, like match, you know, hoodie guy, went back to his girlfriend guy. So that's hilarious. And so the beginning of your dating journey was not all love and roses, right? Mm-hmm. There were good dates. There were bad dates. There were people that said no. There were people that ghosted at the last minute. So this is part and parcel of this
journey. That didn't show up to the date, you know? And so, you know, but my strategy for that was I would pick a place that I wanted to try out anyways. And then if they didn't respond to a certain time, I would just invite one of my friends and they would show up and we would have a great dinner. You know? So it was, I always had like a backup plan. Like I never made it where I didn't have, where I had to go home sad. You know, I was like, I'm just, I'm still doing, you know, I'm checking out the things I want to check out. So
I love that. You had a plan B. If he doesn't show, which didn't happen very often, but if he doesn't, I'm going to be at a great place. I've got a friend in tow. She's in the sidelines, ready to come out, or he. And so now you've built your confidence. It's not an easy road. You're out there. You've had this series of dates. Now, tell us about how Facebook changed everything for you.
Yeah. So, you know, at first I started with Match, and then, you know, that wasn't, you know, Eileen was like, okay, we added Bumble. And then I'm on Facebook all the time. Like I post everything on Facebook, all of the things I do, because frankly, I don't remember. So it's like when people ask me, what did you do last week? I'm like, oh, let me check Facebook, you know? But I, you know, I figure I use it all the time. Like, and they have a dating app part of it. And not a lot of people know about it. And I don't know how I found out about it, but I found out about it and decided to give it a try. And there was a man, you know, one of his profiles, he had a really, really refreshing profile. And he was like in this cockpit of a plane and just seemed really, really nice. And so I liked it. I don't even think I said anything. And then he sends me a message and I realized he read my profile, you know, because it was a longer message than usual. And then at the very end, he says, "Oh, by the way, I'm an identical twin myself."
I was like, "You're like, wait, are you punking me? Like, you're an identical twin also."
Because
like,
that was not on his profile. That was not on his profile. And so, you know, I don't know, twins in general, I think they understand, they have a different bond with each other. And so I'd always, when I was younger, I'd always wanted to date identical twins. I wanted to marry an identical twin, you know, it just never happened, but that was always my thought. It just made sense to me, you know, because we don't have to like explain like why I want to hang out with Spice all the time or, you know, all this stuff. So, it was kind of like, okay, this could work. And then I realized he was in Wisconsin. Oh, so I changed my location preference. So I cast a wider net, you know, and then I realized he's like 100 miles away from me, from downtown Chicago.
And what was your first response to that?
I was like, well, practice. like, you know, he seems like a good guy. Let's talk to him. Let's see what happens. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
But who cares?
Something that, you know, and he was just so consistent. You know, we chatted first and then I wanted to do a video date with him and he was like, yes. And then, you know, we talked pretty much every day and he would call me every night as well. And so he was just consistent, like in that funnel, like he just was consistent. Like
he stood out. There,
stood out. He was always supportive. Like he wasn't intimidated by anything that I threw at him or, it was, you know, or just like said. And, you know, I realized, okay, like this might work. And because of our schedules, you know, our first date wasn't for 2 weeks or something. Actually, we decided it was going to be on his birthday, which is
okay. No pressure. First date's on his birthday.
He was like, okay, well, we'll do it. And so I ended up spending 4 hours together with him and my twin was going to, you know, send a search party. Cause I told her, oh, it's only just be 2 hours, you know?
And where but was like, it? Was it in Chicago or?
No, it was actually in Gurnee. It was in Gurnee.
Halfway.
So I actually also have a home up in Gurnee and Spice and Ken live in Gurnee and my parents and my brother who married a Brazilian and has a, my godson who's six at the time that was his first Halloween. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'll walk with you the first few houses, but then I have a date. And they're like, what? They're like, you know, wanting to know more about it. I'm like, no, I'm not telling you where we're going because I don't want you guys to show up.
Only exactly.
To know, you know? So, yeah, it ended up being a really, really, really nice date. And he was just so like shy and like nervous, you know, so was I really, you know, but I just really, we just really liked each other and we weren't afraid to say we actually liked each other, you know?
Aww, I love that. And then, so that was Halloween. And now He's consistent. You talk all the time. You video chat in between dates. And so now you've got other people because you're a smart dater. And so we're like, you got to keep your funnel going, even though yes. Justin seemed like a front runner. Kind of, we were all kind of like, is this too good to be true? From
I
know,
Eileen is so funny because she was really, she really liked him. I think she was rooting for him from the very beginning.
For sure.
But also, we had to just, we call it hashtag follow the process, you know, like I call it hashtag follow the process. You just have to, you have to kind of go through the motions and go through the steps to just, you know, like you said, measure three times and cut once.
Oh, you know? I love that you know that.
Because there's no substitution for time. And people will show, you know, who they are eventually. And so he would drive back and forth 100 miles to see me, you know, and then I would, and so this was every 2 weeks because of his schedules, you know, and then I would go up to, actually I'd meet up with in Lake Geneva. So again, I would pick like places. So, you know, if he doesn't show up, I'm going to have fun anyways in Lake Geneva.
Sugar's always got plan B set up.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, in December, he asked if I liked Disney.
Disney. As in Disney World or Disney movies?
It's Disney World. And it's like we never really talked about that before, you know. And unbeknownst to him, Spice and I are like huge Disney freaks, you know. We were even on... I think last year we were in the paper because we were considered pros for Disney.
Disney pros. I love that.
Disney pros. And so I said, who doesn't, you know? And he was like, well, I'm, you know, I want to go on this 6-day trip to celebrate like my career change, because he's basically been working for his company for 20 years. So again, very consistent. Like I was like, who? I'm dating myself. This is very weird, you know. But then he's transitioning to become a pilot, you know, for his company. And so he wanted to celebrate that because it's a huge accomplishment, you know. Yeah. And so I said, well, two things have to happen first before, you know, I ever go on a trip like that is you have to meet Spice and Ken, and we have to be exclusive. And I was like, you don't have to answer now. We can wait till our, you know, date at the Nutcracker this Sunday and just think about it, you know? And so that Sunday he was like, yeah, I think honestly, he thought we were already.
He thought you were his girlfriend already. I love this in good relationships when we have our clients. Now, this is very much a smart dating rule. And I know for so many of you that listen to this podcast, you know that, but we talk about exclusivity before we're going to do anything real together. I want a term. I want boyfriend, girlfriend. We're not sleeping together before that. We're certainly not traveling together. We're usually not going to people's houses and that kind of thing. So
yeah, safety sugar, first, really.
Yeah, safety.
I was like, I told him front of actually every man I talked to, I was like, I don't kiss on the first date. I don't, you know, like just to let you know, like this is my hard line kind of thing. And most of them were like, okay, fine, whatever. But with Justin, I always felt safe around him, you know, safe, protected, cared for, you know. Wow. He always opened the door for me. He'd make plates of food for me before him. And, you know, I was like, what's going on, you know? And he was just that kind of person, you know, and very affectionate. And, you know, that's something I'm very affectionate as well. And I realized that we're so very similar, you know, like we both love desserts, which is, you know, a huge thing. A lot of men don't like desserts. So this guy loves desserts. Like I plan my meals dessert first.
Because your name is Sugar. What do you expect?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, he doesn't drink. I don't drink because I'm allergic. So, and he likes sweet drinks. So like the first date, we went to the speakeasy. And he ordered a pina colada, and the waiter was, I Stop told it. That the waiter was like, we have 700 whiskeys.
Right. Like, we don't
he's do like, pina colada. Okay, do you have a strawberry daiquiri? They're like, no, we don't have a blender.
I love a man with confidence who's becoming a pilot, right? Who drives 100 miles to see you and is so comfortable in his own skin. He's like, I would like a strawberry daiquiri. Yeah. I don't remember the last time I've had a strawberry daiquiri. It had to be in the 90s.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like considered cool, you know, but he's like, whatever. I don't care. Like, this is me, you know, too. And so, and he loves Disney. Loves Disney more than I do, and it's almost more than Spice does. Like, so we actually went to the Disney trip together. So that was like 6-7 days, and it was just so easy, you know, like it wasn't difficult. And it was so funny because, like, when people ask, you know, oh, you know, these are like once in a lifetime trips. No, this is really like one of our first dates. It's just to go to Disney, you know? And then he printed out 800 photos. So I posted all our photos, you know, on Facebook. He printed 800 photos, and he bought this like custom wood Disney at Disney. And he basically arranged and organized these 800 photos, like by parks, by food, by adventure, you know, to give to me as a gift.
Oh,
to
my
commemorate God. Our first Disney trip together. You know, I mean, I'm like, who does that? You know,
with her boyfriend, you guys, this stuff can happen. We can't make this stuff up, right? You love Disney. He drinks pina coladas and loves Disney more and is a very straight man. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And he has met so many of my friends, you know, Purdue friends, downtown friends, my dance jam ladies in the suburbs, like, and he just is so like, I have no worries about him. You know, I can leave him and talk to my friend, you know, he can hold his own. He's very, you know, he's very nice. Like, people just like him, you know, which is a good thing, you know, because because my ex wasn't very likable, you know, and I was like, that's okay. I like him, you know, so it doesn't matter. But it does make, like, for him to be just so likable is just so different for me, you know. And even my brother was so impressed, because, like, every time I talk to him, like, this guy can hang, you know, like, with you. Like, wait, we just went to the Bridgerton Ball here in Chicago. And this man, I did not encourage him to get, like, well, Spice and I will dress up, you know, and, you know, go
out.
This
guy, like, don't know Sugar and Spice. Follow Chicago Sugar and Spice online. They have 1,000 friends. They know everyone. Sugar's incredibly humble, but she hangs, and she's got a lot of friends.
Yeah. So Justin purchases a costume, like an actual, like, it's like the Bridgerton Lord the Duke. Costume.
Duke. The Duke.
And this guy, you know, he's an Eagle Scout and he's a Freemason too. So he knows all these like drills or something. So he did this whole bow and like we curtsy, like Spice and I did this TikTok curtsy, but he just had this like whole thing with the staff that he had. And he actually got the coveted like queen's note that said like, oh, you've been noticed by the queen and you can be picked as a diamond. And I was like, what?
I love that. That's awesome. At the Bridgerton Ball. So this guy is the bee's knees.
Yeah.
And it's like God picked him for you and sent him straight down. And tell us, what are you guys talking about for your future at this point?
Yeah. So he leaves for Dallas, actually, the end of this month, or no, end of July, for a year to possibly 3 years, because for his pilot training. And this is something that he's been very upfront about since we met. It's not like, oh, like,
oh, by the way,
you know, and I was there through his journey because he had to take like a 4-hour test. You know, there's all these ropes that you have to go through to undergo to get into to be a commercial pilot, like FAA medical and these, this, say this 4-hour exam, this, you know, all these recommendations and interviews, you know, and so it's not a simple process. And I was there for him during like the more the tail end, but he'd been doing this process, you know, by himself, you know, for a long time already. So, we realize, you know, we're not sweating it because first of all, like neither of us have any trust issues, you know, with each other. I remember the first question I asked him was, are you a jealous person? Cause you know, I do a lot of things. And he was like, well, jealous that you're eating sushi right now. Maybe I'm jealous, but I'm not jealous about, you know, like I'm supportive about your career and things like that. So no trust issues there. And, you know, a year goes by really, really fast. I mean, it's been 2 years now since COVID.
It's been a year since you worked with us.
And it's been a year since I've worked with you. You know, I remember I had zero expectations. Like I was like, I'm doing this for me. I'm putting myself out there. You know, if I meet someone, great. If I don't, you know, at least I'll know the rules and
exactly
and what to do and what to say, you know, things like that. So, and just, it's more about me. And I think like we're in this together and we also know that we have you and Eileen. So he knows about you guys. Like I told him.
We're going to have dinner. You realize.
And I remember he said, you know, was that your second choice? And I said, no, you were the best choice.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You were the best choice. I love that. That gave me goosebumps. He was so the best choice. And you're right. I mean, Andy and I, when we were dating, we had a year apart. And when he was getting his MBA and I was working at Arthur Andersen in Chicago, and the year flew by. And to your point, it's like every other weekend, one of us, I would go to Champaign to the University of Illinois where he was, or he would come to Chicago. And suddenly, and that just made it. And we kept in touch by phone. And it was easy. We tried to talk every day, even if it was for 5 or 10 minutes, right? Just touching base. I'm thinking of you. And suddenly before I knew it, he was back home.
Yeah. Yeah. And I work remotely. So I've actually worked remotely for 20 years. So when COVID hit, it wasn't even like a blip, you know, with work. But so it's for me, for us, it's something that we can work through. I mean, we are, I think, going to miss each other, but it also helps that because he is in Milwaukee. So it's almost like we're doing a long distance kind of thing, but we strive to like meet in the middle and always like assure each other that we're there for each other and things like that. And, you know, he knows that I have like you as my guardian angels of love in the background to make sure that, you know, I haven't had a relationship in 8 years. And I need to know how to navigate that. You know, there are things Eileen helps me with because there are things I don't even think about, you know, especially because he has three children too. And so like, how do I navigate that? You know, because I've never really done that before either. So, you know, and it just works out really well.
Oh my gosh. So we can all take away from this. He is the lid to your pot. She's nodding her head.
I think so. Yes.
I think
he is just really a good hearted person. And I need that, you know, I need that. I may not have wanted that, but I need that.
You need that. And kudos to you for expanding your boundaries and for building your confidence and for facing your demons. And all of those things are tough. And you guys, it's all great. We're on this podcast and we're talking about it, but when you're in the trenches going through it, and to your point, when you hear the no, and when you don't get the swipe, and when you're ghosted, it can challenge the very best of us, right? It's like, what's wrong with me? Am I not good enough? Am I ever going to find love? And you powered through the monkey mind and all of the things that could have brought you down. And when you, I love that it was when you heard Marilyn Dollar's badass interview, like, I found love. I dated someone who was older than me and he was, thought it was boring. And now he's the one. And that was like an inflection point for you where you're like, well, shit, if she can do this, I can do this. Right. And Marilyn's in her late 50s or in her mid 50s at that point. So,
well, Justin's actually 4 years younger than me.
Oh my God, so, Mare's going to be jealous. She'll be like, you got the younger guy?
So even that even surprised me because I was like, you're 42 or 41. You know, like, what? Like, do you realize I'm 45?
I realize and I don't care.
Yeah.
Age is just a number. And so that's the other big thing. And I know when Sugar started, she was like, okay, I was convinced in my own mind that men are only going to want to date younger, right? And here, the lid to her pot, you know, her flight captain, Justin, is 4 years younger. So when you start to shed all of these constraints and these kind of shackles that we put on ourselves and these negative beliefs, and suddenly when you get the fortune cookie fortune, that romance, you need to spend some more time on romance, and you listen to your gut and you do the things that are going to make you do things differently so you get different results. I mean, you've just done an incredible job, and you know, the universe is just has your back and wanted this to happen for you.
Well, thank you. You know, and I learned so much that, you know, some of these things, like I said, like they seem common sense, you know, but the first thing I remember you said in your Instagram lives and even when we started, it was get a Google voice number because it was safety first. And I was like, man, I wish I knew that, you know, because I was like, I don't want to give out my real number,
real cell phone number,
you know,
totally
like that. And you know, and then even with this whole COVID thing, like I think COVID was a godsend in this dating world because you have to video date. You have to, like, it cuts down and accelerates like the cutting process, basically. You know, it's like first you realize, do they look like their profile? You know, do they post a picture like 10 years old, 20 years old? You know, like, do they have all their teeth? And he said, you know, you always said 10 minutes can't hide crazy. So it's
absolutely,
like, you know, this is the video dating. And that's how, I mean, with this whole hybrid thing in COVID, like that's how it's going to be. And if people do that, it really cuts down. It just eliminates time, like wasted time, I think, and effort. And, you know, I realized early on, or maybe like a little bit later, that I just needed to trust the process. You guys are like the subject matter experts. You know, I may be a consultant or, you know, work for a consulting firm, but I don't know, you know, like this is not my forte. This is not my, strong points. And you and Eileen have been doing this and have success stories and have, you know, good things to share. And I just had to let go of my stubbornness. You just had to let go of that, your ego in a little bit, you know, a little bit, and just be like, you know what? I'm just going to hashtag follow the process.
Surrender to the process.
Exactly. Just, you know what? Like, I'll do it. And so, like I said, get a binder, you know, and take notes, do what you need to do. Journaling really helped because I actually, to get ready for this, I read through my journal, you know, and I saw the progress. Like I saw the change in the clicks, you know, that just were like unlocking the possibilities in my head, you know? And so I really want to thank you and Eileen and Smart Dating Academy because it really changed my life. I don't think I would have been able to do this by myself. And I just, you know, I'm glad I met you and I'm glad I, you know, got a friend for life, Eileen as well. And yeah, and Spice and I thank you because this is really, as a twin, you know, we realize like, we don't want to be alone. Like, I knew I didn't want to be alone, you know, and, you know, she's been married 23 years now, no, 22 years, this past week, actually. And, you know, she chose well, like she was able to choose well. And I needed to realize, like, I can choose again and I can, you know, and if I choose wrong, I can choose again, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this process and this, really helped me get over myself, get over, you know, my demons, and help me find love. So, which I honestly wasn't really expecting it at all.
Oh, this is so amazing. I have total goosebumps. You can choose again. Yes, you can choose again. Just because any of you didn't choose well the first time, you get to choose again and you get to do this your way. And Sugar, if somebody's sitting there listening to this episode right now, what's, you know, your best tidbit you can give to them?
You know, first, I always tell people to follow your Instagram. You know, I've realized, like, I just talk about you all the time. Like, we just had this Purdue Women's Network conference, and I was like, you know, because women are curious, and so are men, but like women, you know, the relationships are a big thing, you know, that we don't talk about really, you know, honestly, or we don't have a guide, right? We don't have a guide, and so, or an expert. And so when I say, oh, like, I just, you know, hired an elite dating coach and these are the things, like, you have to follow. I'm like, first of all, like, follow Instagram, Smart Dating Academy on Instagram, you know, check out her website. I show them the pictures on your website. I'm like, look at this dude before. And then look what they did with him after. I mean, they're like, whoa, she's like legit. And I was like, yeah, like, it's legit. Like, I wouldn't do anything that's not legit. You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's my biggest takeaway. And also, I don't know. For me, it was my time. You know, this was my time, and I realized I needed to do something about it. Like, like I said, like, I give 100% to all these other causes that I do. But the thing that, you know, you hire a coach with your training for a marathon, right? Or the, you know, or just a 5K or something like that, right? You get some training. But like with this love thing, there's really no place, you know, no one knows where to go to get training for that and a guide, you know, a map. And so I think if you do it, you know, decide to do it right, follow the process, you know, really listen. And it's faster if you just, the faster you just let go of your stubbornness, the faster I think things just click in your head and miracles can happen. So.
Oh, I love that. Sugar, you're so generous and beautiful inside and out. And thank you so much for sharing your journey. And I couldn't be happier for you. And we love you. And thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Bella. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm honored.
Oh, you're beautiful. And guys, we're going to have a pic. You should be able to click in the show notes and look at a page that'll feature photos of this dynamic duo, Sugar and her man, Justin. And then you'll probably see Sugar and Spice as well. So we have lots of surprises for you on the page, along with Sugar's segment where her photos were premiered on ABC TV. So she's just getting started. So Sugar, we wish you everything that is good in life and love. And may this just be the beginning of a lifetime of love for you.
Thank you so much, Bella.
Mwah. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram @Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.